chat to Nadia Horn now on this Easter Sunday. Nadia, have you had your chocolate Easter eggs yet?
I have. Easter Bunny was kind. How are you, Michael?
Very well indeed. Before I get your tips for Panola, what a thrilling Great Eastern that was yesterday. Spying on You winning again.
It was. It was a great effort, of course, Spying on You. He's won it a few years back, and it'll be the third Great Eastern winner for Grant Young. Of course, he rode one as a jockey, and now he's got two as a trainer. But, yeah, it was quite an emotional race, that's for sure. And it was a brilliant ride by Tommy Ryan as well.
Yeah, he slayed them at Oakbank this week, Tommy Ryan. And ZM, he was gallant in defeat.
He was. He looked like he was going quite well, and then he sort of just bundled a couple of jumps, and obviously that weight just kicked in, and it was a real drive to the finish, and it was just the horse with the stronger constitution on the line got there.
Panola Cup Day today, Nadia. I'll ask you your selection in the Cup to start with. Is this maybe one of your good things of the day?
Look, I do think that there's a bit of depth to the Cup this year. As we see, a lot of locals have got key runners in it. Look, I would say my tip in the Cup, I haven't really labelled it as special, but I do think that number two, Jester Halo, does get a chance to win a race. Now, look, she's been labelled a little bit of a non-winner, but she's been going around in much tougher races than this, and she has shown a bit of a tendency to want to miss the kick. But you have a look at her best form. Like, you know, she's run some great races when they've taken her over the border. She's been a runner-up at Caulfield in the past and very competitive whenever they've travelled with her. So if she's anywhere near right, from a solid draw today, I feel that she does look pretty hard to beat. So we do like Jester Halo in the Cup. There's a couple of other horses I think we can watch as well. In race number one in the maiden to start things off, we're keen on number one, Dunga's Boy. This horse has only had number two, Blueberry Boy. This horse has had a few runs back from a break now and does post very strong form lines. You'd feel that the horse will lead throughout in a race like this and has been crying to win a race. So I do feel that it's one of the better bets on the program. That's race one, number two. Another horse to follow there today comes up in race three, Atomic Wizard, who resumes from break. He's been trialling well. He'll sit up on speed. His best form last preparation is over this shorter trip around the 1100. I feel he's primed to run well first up, so that's race three, number three. And the other horse we like comes up in race four. I like number 12, Benassi, who gets a start now, obviously being one of the emergencies out of the handicap. It will carry the 61.5 kilos. Gets a kilo and a half claim in this race here today, but its good form recently would have it right in the race. It does go very well fresh too, and it is offers a bit of a freshen. So the three horses we're really keen on are race one, the two, race three, the three, race four, the 12. We like Jester's Halo in the Cup, and if you're taking a quaddy, we'll go 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 the first leg, 1, 2, 4 in the second, 1, 2, 3, 8, 9 in the third leg, and 4, 9, 10, 11, and 13 in the last.
Good on you, Nards. Good punting today.
Cheers, Michael.